Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man alive, come on. All right, so a Florida man robbed a woman after threatening to hit her in the head with a big blue Bible.
Oh, what?
Sounds like a song almost. So this story, Action News Jacks, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Police were flagged down in the middle of the street. A woman told the officer that she had been robbed. She said a man approached her at a bus stop, demanded her bag, and threatened to hit her in the head with a big old blue Bible. He then snatched her bag and fled on foot. They located the suspect. They took him into custody. And that's, so it's very simple. You know, they were able to solve the issue. But I do think it's kind of funny, though, because, I mean, he pulls out a big blue Bible. I'm going to pull out my big old black gun. And that's how that's going to work. I'm just saying, you know, we all play rock, paper, scissors, gun, right? And we play that. Oh, my gosh. A Florida man was caught with meth in his underbreeches. He led deputies on a chase. Escambia County Sheriff's Office. He was arrested and charged with multiple crimes. He was caught driving a stolen car, found with meth in his underwear after a traffic stop. Jarrell Stallworth. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail this week, charged with two counts of obstruction of justice, grand theft of a motor vehicle, escaped prisoner. That's the whole thing. Possession of controlled substance with a prescription. So a deputy saw his blue Nissan Altima, and the tag was reportedly stolen. The deputy said they were waiting for additional units. Two dudes got in the car, drove away. Deputy tried to pull them over. They wouldn't stop. And then that's when the deputy saw the car jump the curb and then a man running south wearing a white T-shirt and dark pants. They tried to find him. Long story short, they were able to run him down. He was rearranging items in his backyard when they got him. And that's when they found in meth in his underwear pocket. Beneath his jimmies. I'm almost reading the arrest report verbatim. So there's that. They're always going to find it. Don't think that they're not. It's just not. A man was accused of stealing nearly $1 million worth of milk.
Can you do that?
Well, this is Florida, sir. Yes, you can. A Florida man was accused of stealing nearly $1 million of milk. WFLA reports that a group of men were arrested. Police said they were involved in a dairy products theft ring. Are you serious? There's a what is it? The bling ring for milk?
Right.
They said $1 million worth of stolen items. All six suspects were employees of Island Dairy, a milk distributor, and they were arrested as a result of an investigation called Operation Got Milk. Wah, wah. They had a lot. I mean, it was $1 million worth of milk from MacArthur Dairy. And they would manipulate the ordering system, causing extra products to be loaded. And then they would deviate from their pre-assigned routes and meet with other people and transfer their hot milk to a delivery truck. That's a movie called Hot Milk right now. We did it. It's all ours. A Florida man tried to flee unsuccessfully from police. And before they tried to arrest him, he admitted, quote, "I ate all the drugs." And then he ran into the woods. Yeah, they did get him. They totally got him. He had Mitchell Jones, 33. They tried to arrest him. He resisted. And then after they got him in handcuffs, he stated, quote, "I ate all of the drugs." And then he yelled, "Get the bags out of me." Oh, he didn't even take them out of the bags. So, yeah, he got all kinds of charges. And he required emergency service. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15+1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash here with you, your lovable curmudgeon. And you can watch the show, the simulcast of the radio show, Channel 347, on DirecTV. This video is terrifying me. You can listen to it all across the country, stream it on YouTube, Facebook, join the YouTube discussion. And so the video, first off, I'm trying to understand. I saw this last night. How many brands, because this is part of this three-pronged attack on the United States, Western civilization. So the other day we were talking about how this guy who makes a mockery of women, this Dylan Mulvaney, he gets the Bud Light sponsorship. Now Nike, they've partnered with him to sell sports bras. I'm not kidding you. And leggings. Sports bras and the leggings. First off, what the hell type of women is he around that he thinks women act like this?
Thank you.
Which sort of begs the question, I think he's making a mockery of women. No other woman, if I had a friend who acted like that, I'd be like, girl, what happened? Why did you accidentally, like, I don't know, did you accidentally take meth? What happened? No woman acts like this. No woman acts like this. Oh my! And he's like dancing around barefoot in a nasty ass backyard and with mud all over. Oh my gosh. Like, maybe you should pay attention to your yard instead of just like running around in leggings, for the love. But I'm just amazed at this, because apparently, so now he is, I guess, working with, oh my goodness, selling the Nike stuff. The leggings and the sports bras with Nike. I think that he's, you could sit here and say, well, Dana, he actually had facial surgery to look more feminine. Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who, you know, people in Hollywood who get surgery for like so that they're more attractive for roles or something, don't they? Isn't that kind of how it goes? So I'm just shocked at this. There are a handful of companies now that are working with this dude. Bud Light was one of the latest. Nike's just one of the latest. And I'm looking at this. I mean, selling actual sports bras, for the love. Some of the other brands that have signed on to work with him include, well, you knew Ulta did, Bud Light, Crest Toothpaste, Kate Spade, Walmart? What? Don't make me have to not work with Walmart anymore. Come on. Because I think they're all making a mockery of this. Bud Light is sticking with him. The partnership with Nike was announced just the other day. It was a paid sponsorship by Nike. Nike Women was tagged. He posted it on his Instagram page. And he's wearing like their sport. It's a dude wearing a sports bra. That's the wrong thing. Oh, man. I mean, I don't care about saying something politically incorrect. I just don't want to be unladylike, you know, for the sake of being unladylike, Kane. But I was going to say that's not the thing that he needs to worry about bouncing. So just get that out there. Wait, here's the kicker. There's more. Tampax also partnered with him.
What?
Tampax partnered with him. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah. Apparently, he kept saying that, oh, no, he's never made technically like $1 from them or something. Not necessarily. Apparently, like, they had some kind of sponsorship thing or something. There was a whole list of it's not just them. It was a whole bunch of, Plaza Hotel, Stella McCartney, the Crest Toothpaste. What's the other one? Rent the Runway, Artesia, Mac. Well, Mac is like theater makeup, so, you know, that makes sense. Ole Henriksen. What else? A couple of others. Charlotte Tilbury. if you're working, though, I'm just going to say, like, if you, again, just going to make the point. If you are a dude and you're bleeding from your groin, you need a doctor and not Tampax.
It's true.
There's this account. It's OLI London TV. And I thought that they had a very good point that they made. They were talking about 10-time Olympic medalist Allyson Felix. Remember this? So back in 2018. Allyson Felix, 10-time Olympic medalist, model, Nike brand ambassador. Allyson Felix became pregnant. She then was offered a reduction, 70% less pay than her original contract with Nike. They gave her no guarantees of paying her if her performance as a brand ambassador declined during her pregnancy. They gave her no maternity, nothing. She left Nike. Now, I'm not arguing for companies to do this, but I do want to point out the hypocrisy of companies that demand stuff like this for women, and then they only roll out the red carpet for the men cosplaying as women. So she left Nike 2 years later, launched her own brand, Athleta. So I just think that's all of the women athletes that these companies could be working with. And who are they working with? None of them. This guy pretends to be a woman for a couple of years.
1 year.
1 year. And all of this, I mean, this is a grift. It is an absolute grift. I love it. Someone pointed out that he spent thousands of dollars on facial reconstructive surgery to look more like a woman, but didn't shave his neck beard. That's true, because he's literally in one video, one of his little videos, where he did not do that. I mean, like, see, it's just disappointing to see these brands fall all over like this. And the other part of it that I was thinking of, especially as it relates to, like, just basic things like beer, you know, beer and Walmart or random everyday products. Previously, before everything was made so politically tribal and ideologically tribal, didn't you feel as though there were some neutral areas where it didn't have to be weaponized the way that it is now? I mean, there were places of common ground, and I wrote about this a couple of years ago, this exact thing, these neutral areas. I wrote about all of this a couple of years ago. That there were these areas of common ground that could not be politicized. It could not be weaponized. It was just basic stuff. Like, you know, it's beer. Who gives a care if they know what they think about this issue or that issue? I have an entire chapter about common ground in Faith and Grace Canceled, my book. I wrote about how there were these areas of these neutral areas in this chapter that now the left is insistent upon weaponizing them. And not just neutral areas. They wanted to go, I mean, even after NFL and NASCAR, etc. One of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard about business and politics came from Michael Jordan, because everyone wanted Michael Jordan back when he came out with his Air Jordans. Everybody wanted him to get political. Everybody wanted him to be political. And people on the left assumed that, you know, he would agree to it. And he refused. He was one of those rare athletes who never did it. And he said his answer when he was asked about this was, well, Republicans buy sneakers too. That is smart. It's just smart. And you know what? It is a tentpole of unity. It, by refusing to allow what you do in your area to be weaponized politically or ideologically, you are fighting to make sure that there is some sort of area of common ground where people of every different belief set, etc., can come together and find, oh, well, we agree on this one thing. Even if it's just that one thing, we agree on this one thing. Michael Jordan's like one of the best ever. He's the best to ever do it. He's the best. Everybody can agree. That was like a magical period for basketball. I was in elementary school going into junior high, everybody wanted to play basketball because of Michael Jordan. Everybody wanted to play basketball. Everybody wanted Air Jordans. Everybody wanted to wear this man's shoes. Everybody loved Chicago Bulls. Everyone wanted to wear that jersey. It did not matter if you were from the Ozarks or you were from the north side of St. Louis. Everybody wanted to play basketball. They wanted to be like Michael Jordan. Common ground. That's power. And now the left wants to neutralize all of that. Every area. I mean, for the love of all things holy, Bud Light. Anheuser-Busch, they got bought out by InBev. Isn't that a Belgian company? Isn't InBev Belgian? So just to give you all a little insight, because Kane and I come at this a little different way. We got a history with Anheuser-Busch, right? Like, we're from St. Louis. We're from St. Louis. No one says farty far. But every country grammar is a thing. That is real. And I lived in downtown St. Louis, literally blocks away from the brewery. And on the summer nights, you'd be sitting outside and you could smell the barley in the air. Oh my gosh, there's nothing like it. And if it was, you know, if there was a home game, you'd see fireworks. If the Cards got a home run, if you weren't at the game, I mean, it's just amazing. You could see the arch, you know, from my second story window. We live in an old brownstone. And, you know, you have the Clydesdales. Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, it's, Grant's Farm, I mean, all this stuff. InBev comes in, buys them out. Oh my gosh, St. Louis was ready to go to war. People never heard of these Belgians that ran this company before, but my gosh, they were ready to kick some A-double snakes out in the streets for that. That was, I mean, there were people who were dumping their beer before they got this dude and put his face on a can. But it makes sense now. I think about it. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With Fast-Growing Trees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So RFK is running for president. JFK's activist nephew has announced that he's going to challenge Biden for the Democrat nomination in 2024. It's never going to happen, but I do think it's kind of interesting. I like was going back and forth. I mean, because I clearly don't agree with him pretty much on anything except really, you know, the coronavirus vaccine stuff. And he's been very vocal about it. He's going to be, I mean, he's kind of like a chaos agent, I guess, of sorts. I don't know. It's going to be kind of interesting to see if he gains any traction because the Kennedy family are still like major players in Democrat politics. So I'm just curious as to whether or not that's going to what influence that's going to have. So we'll just kind of keep an eye on that. Also, as I was telling you, this is such an interesting story about this. Americans are over the endless anxiety loop. So this new study from the Harris Poll says only the rich, remote workers, and Gen Zers care about the banking crisis. Americans think their money's safe. They're more split regarding exactly just how secure the institutions are, though. So 9 in 10 respondents, this was over 2,000 Americans across the country of all ages, everything. They said 9 in 10 respondents said they felt their money was safe at their bank or credit union, regardless of its size. I don't know how I feel about that. Kane is just having a fit.
They were all holding up to the limit of the FDIC insurance stuff. Like, anybody holding more money than the FDIC insurance covers is not saying the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. Because it's, what, up to $250,000?
Yeah.
Is it backyard burying time? I'm thinking. You know, I'm just thinking. That's another question for Charles Payne. Also, a development in the East Palestine cleanup. So apparently they're saying that the cleanup is nearly complete. Surface water continues to improve as workers are forcing air into the water at Sulphur and Leslie Runs to help break down chemicals. They said work continues to vacuum the water to remove contaminants. The Ohio EPA has a website featuring an interactive map that has that shows all of the sampling results, so you can see, you know, what they're doing and how effective that it has been. And then also, of course, as we were saying, we're talking about what was going on in Paris, but also dozens of rockets fired this morning, well, our morning, at Israel from Lebanon, as a continuation of tension increasing there. I mean, everything's just kind of going to, you know. And we also told you, too, talking about this last segment, how France now is the first European country to begin the de-dollarization movement, embracing Chinese currency. We have Charles Payne coming up, and we got a lot of questions for him. Like, is everything going to collapse and just go to hell in a handbasket? And also, why are the French why are they angrier about all of what's coming with the economy than Americans are? Stay with us.
One of the things that I think is actually quite fascinating about our position here in Chicago, we've been pushing this ordinance called Treatment Not Trauma. In essence, first responders, social workers, counselors, EMT, these individuals would show up to cause that require those type of interventions. In fact, in Chicago, almost 40% of the 911 calls are mental health crises. We're asking police officers to do their job and someone else's. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not strategic. In fact, 60% of the violence that happens in the city of Chicago, it occurs in 6% of the cities. And it shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, it's the same 1,400 repeat offenders that are doing all of this. That's according to the former superintendent of police chief there at the time. Oh, gosh. Welcome back to the program. Top of our third hour this Thursday. Dana Lash with you. That's the mayor-elect of Chicago, who's saying that we need social workers, counselors, and EMTs at crime scenes, not more police. And as Kane and I were saying, yeah, meanwhile, the social workers, counselors, and EMTs are going, shh, no, dude, no.
Shut up, dude.
Golly. I feel like this is like a Jeopardy answer. Yes, Alex, how do you get more dead social workers, counselors, and EMTs? That is correct. 4,500, yes. Ding, ding, ding. Got a daily double. Just odd. We also were saying that, you know, if he wanted to, I'm just surprised he hasn't suggested sending James Taylor in. You know, that was John Kerry's favorite thing to do. Anytime anybody was arguing or fighting or terrorists were getting froggy, he literally would take James, Google it. He would take James Taylor. Because you got a friend. So, I told the guys, I said, you know, if you sing that song, you just call on my name in the bathroom in front of a mirror and the lights are off, he'll appear behind you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Try it and see.
Not interested.
Yeah, try it and see. See how that goes. He's gonna apparate behind you. No, but it I don't know what they think this is going to do. You know what? You need more. It sounds like you need harsher penalties for the same people that keep doing the same crimes over and over again. It sounds like your deterrents aren't working because you have this horrible restorative justice system that's not doing nothing. That's what it sounds like. Can you imagine? I love the people who are like, we can't arm teachers in the schools. They just need to be able to teach. But yet, let's go ahead and send all the EMTs and social workers to the crime scenes to deal with the crime and violence. Let's go ahead. I mean, you realize how nuts that sounds, how it cancels the other out. No, not police. We don't need more police. Jeez. Just send James Taylor in. We totally can't put this on YouTube because they'll freak out.
It's not.
But we're playing the James Taylor song for those watching the simulcast. The dulcet tones of James Taylor to soothe the heart of any repeat offender. You know, when you need a helping hand, you just sing some James Taylor. Do it John Kerry style. I mean, I don't think it really worked really good on the terrorist, but, you know, who knows? I'm sure sending him into Chicago, that'll really help. Don't you think so, Kane?
Oh, sure.
Southside Chicago, send this guy out with his acoustic in the middle of a street.
That'll stop all the crime.
That would stop all the crime right there. Just send James Taylor. That's all. I'm surprised no one's made like a parody superhero thing of this, like as a joke, because it was a joke, really. It should have been from the beginning. All right. So that's the Chicago mayor-elect. I don't think that's going to be very helpful.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.